So what did they see there?
So they saw a result that validated the fact that this particular drug appears to prolong time to progression, measured by progression-free survival, in this patient group. The numbers specifically were a median of 1.8 months for patients getting the placebo, median progression-free survival, that is, and 4 months for patients getting the investigational drug. So a doubling. Now, you can look at this result in several ways. One is a improvement in progression-free survival of 2 months that meaningful? Well, in the setting of a patient who will progress following a placebo or VEGF inhibitor, it may well be. And we must remember that it's a continuum, that 4 months purely means that that's the median. There were patients who clearly did better than that. And actually, at the presentation, Bob Motzer provided some examples of patients who had been on this drug well over a year and actually responded. Now, the drug appears to have its predominant effect by delaying progression of disease. There are clearly patients who have some tumor regressions, but the actual measured response rate is quite low. It's probably less than 5%. So this is another example of a sorafenib-type drug that doesn't have a high regression rate, but does appear to delay tumor growth.
Now, parenthetically, is that also the case with temsirolimus?
Exactly the same. Low response rates, less than 10%, and major effect appears to be one of increasing the proportion of patients with stable disease or the group that has a delay in progression.
What about side effects and toxicity?
There wasn't too much attention paid to side effects. I think he did show some quality of life that the drug didn't impair quality of life, number one, compared to the placebo, and that's good to know. The main toxicity that has concerned some of us regarding this particular drug is pulmonary toxicity. And they looked very carefully for any evidence of pulmonary toxicity, and even in the asymptomatic patient. So they didn't only use the development of cough or pulmonary symptoms. They had all CAT scans reviewed to determine whether there were asymptomatic pulmonary infiltrates. And there's a fairly high frequency of these asymptomatic pulmonary infiltrates, but they indeed are asymptomatic, and they're meaningless, and for the most part, they respond very nicely to holding the drug. And patients who have symptomatic pulmonary complications, usually cough or a little bit of dyspnea, respond quite rapidly to holding the drug or to corticosteroids in that case.
And again, same thing with temsirolimus?
So the temsirolimus data is less robust with regard to understanding that particular effect because they didn't look that carefully. All they did is look at patients who had symptomatic pulmonary disease or symptomatic pulmonary problems, and the frequency there is pretty low. It was less than 5%, I think, in terms of grade 3 findings. And so they really didn't look at and review scans to determine were there asymptomatic infiltrates that developed in these patients.